As a country, we are building law of infrastructure. We are building industrial corridors. We are building dedicated freight corridors. In context of logistics, how do you think at a network level this is creating efficiency and coordination for us?
Technology is an enabler. Technology is not a strategy. So I think the fundamentals of business, you still will need steel and cement. You still will need food. You cannot say that technology is going to replace all this. We all are so obsessed with digital and social media and everywhere it's Wi-Fi. So our term is that it is roti, kapda, makan and Wi-Fi.
The Indian logistics sector is at the cusp of a digital revolution. And if you're wondering who the players are, don't wonder, because you already know the answer to that question. We are talking about artificial intelligence, IoT, robotics, and many more. And along with these technologies and other digital solutions, we're expected to see a lot of outcomes. Optimization of supply chain, customer experience being enhanced across, you know, the first, mid, and also last mile of logistics, improved productivity for every ton per kilometer of material that is moved by logistics players, or for that matter, transparency across the entire value chain. So as you can see, plenty of expectations hinging on the digital transformation of this particular sector. But that's not all. We're also asking questions like, what connects the dots between the aspirations of logistics leaders and what's happening on ground? Lucky for you, we're going to get you some answers today. Welcome to Innovation Matters. My name is Sheetal, and this is a podcast by Dassault System. And we've got two leaders, two experts in their own right, joining us to bring alive this conversation. We're going to be joined by Rajkiran Kanagala, who is the president and also the chief business officer of the TCI Group. And we're going to be dipping into his depth of hands-on experience in the logistics sector and come away richer by insight today. And of course, you've met Tanuj Mittal, who is part of Dassault System, and he is in the driver's seat, as he has been on several other occasions as well. And as senior sales director, he works with a lot of leaders across sectors and organizations to build in digital intelligence into all they do. In this context, into supply chain and logistics. Thank you so much to the both of you for being here. Rajkiran, delighted to have you here.
No, absolutely. Thanks, Sheetal, and thanks to Dassault. It's wonderful to be here. Hopefully, at the end of this conversation, which we will have with Tanuj, might be able to tell how really execution happens in terms of the physical and digital world. And I think that's the endeavor between Tanuj and me. So thank you once again.
Wonderful.
Thank you, Sheetal, as well. And it will be a pleasure to listen to Mr. Rajkiran. And I'm pretty sure that his experience will be and wealth of knowledge will be very valuable for our audience.
I'm going to leave the proceedings to you, Tanuj, and I will be watching and I'll be back very soon. Enjoy yourselves.
Sure.
So thank you, Mr. Rajkiran,
to
be with us today. I'm pretty confident that audience will immense benefit from your experience. And I'm being told that popularly in the industry, you are called as Raj. So with your permission, I will use the same.
Most welcome.
Okay. So now just to set the context of our conversation, recently, the December quarter GDP data came in, which was around 7.8. Very good for us as a nation. And much of this contribution were done by infrastructure as well as manufacturing sector. Now, talking about logistics, while we are building a lot of dedicated freight corridors and other such infrastructure, how do you think at the network level, all this translates to efficiency for us? And as a country, we are building a lot of infrastructure. We are building industrial corridors. We are building dedicated freight corridors. In context of logistics, how do you think at a network level, this is creating efficiency and coordination for us?
Sure. Thanks, Tanuj. And once again, wonderful to be here. And do call me Raj. That will be quite easy for all of us. Just to give a background, The whole change has happened from the time the National Logistics Policy was unveiled by the Honorable Prime Minister. And if you see the progress the last 10 years, one focus has been that how do you reduce the logistics cost to make not only the domestic consumption more competitive, but also exports. And the proof of the pudding is the way the exports are increasing and the potential it has. Now, whenever you look at anything in terms of development, one of the key parts is infrastructure. And there's no country where, you know, you cannot have what you call as a siloed growth without, you know, sort of integrating the ports, the airports, the internal depots or inland container depots, as we call. With that regards, the kind of growth we are seeing in terms of the number of airports which we have seen, the number of ports, the privatization, the fact that every large international asset player is wanting to create an asset here. So that's a big thing. Add to it the projects which were going a bit slow, like the dedicated freight corridor, that's coming up wonderfully well. That's going to also do the interland connectivity at a reduced freight per ton cost, because you're going to take double stack 40 feet containers, a dedicated freight cargo train. So that's something which is coming in. At the airport, you have cargo terminals, which have both bonded, SEZ. You have faster clearance, turnaround time. So overall, if you ever ask us, you know, when do you want to be a logistician? It's now, with the kind of investments coming in, with the kind of opportunities you have. And, you know, with the GDP growth, what people are saying is that the next 10 years is for India. And we believe for this industry, these 10 years are going to be a game changer. Whoever rides this wave becomes big. And one thing wish to put across for the industry is that the industry really got its worth. Very, you know, we're not that glamorous like to fashion or electronics or consumer goods. But the fact that our importance was never so overemphasized compared to when it was COVID. COVID was a black chapter of all our lives on this planet. But the fact that we could deliver, you know, the logistics industry could deliver, kept people having the belief that we can win COVID. So I believe the real change has happened from the time COVID set in and we could prove ourselves. And now it's a great growth story to just ride in. So this is what we see in terms of the infrastructure playing a role to the industry as a whole.
So thanks for the input you have given to us. And somehow as a nation, when it comes to logistics, we are quite obsessed with figures like how much tonnage was moved, how much freight was moved, and so on. While we are building infrastructure on one side, unless it translates to efficiency and competitiveness for us at a global scale, it doesn't hold much of a meaning for the industry. Would you like to share some perspective on that?
Sure. Thanks, Tanuj, again. So the point out here is that we always talk in the industry that the way we work about is that we have the drivers, the cleaners, the blue-collar workers, landlords, the roads, the entire ecosystem around that, the ports, the airports. We use that as an ecosystem to deliver world-class solutions ultimately to customers and consumers. So end of the day, people like you or anybody else consumes product. Thus, when we say, so here more I'm setting up a context, is that we all are so obsessed with digital and social media and everywhere it's Wi-Fi. So our term is that it is roti, kapda, makan and Wi-Fi. You cannot take out roti, kapda, makan, and that's where logistics comes. It uses digital solutions on a Wi-Fi, that is internet, to deliver, you know, visible, transparent, and the best of the solutions. If you look at the India story, especially the last one decade, the government is clearly focused on reducing the logistics cost as a percent of GDP. The base is always debatable, but somewhere the base came about 13-14% of the GDP. In the recently concluded study, it came to around 8%, they said. Now that, of course, you can always keep on debating, you know, how did you get the number? But number is the base from where you evolve a strategy. You cannot do anything without a metric. So in terms of efficiency, in terms of being competitive, you're already seeing that journey started. It started a few decades ago, but the last 10 years, we are seeing investments, National Logistics Policy, ULIP, which is a Unified Logistics Interface platform coming into. This is all helping in developing the logistics in terms of efficiencies. The fact that we are all so much, hung on to quick commerce and e-commerce, you want that delivery in 10, 15 minutes, that means somebody is doing a good job to deliver that packet of chips or a cold drink to your doorstep and even emergency medicines. Now, how did we evolve? Now, this is all logistics efficiency. The fact that in India, you know, historically we have been taught in our homes that, you know, don't talk much about yourself. But sometimes you have to have a pat in the back, and I believe the logistics industry should do that. For having come to this level with the ecosystem creation through the government support, with the digital infrastructure being created by multiple players, including somebody like Dassault, a lot of other companies from Singapore, the US, all have set in Indian-grown companies. I feel efficiencies are coming in and a lot of work is happening in this area. It's a really exciting time and the industry is queued out. Industry is, and I believe, coming up with digital solutions. That's where the roti kapda makan and Wi-Fi piece comes in. And I believe pretty much the efficiency sort of improvement is, you know, you can pretty much see that.
But does it translate to competitiveness at a global scale?
I believe the numbers are positive if you look at the merchandise exports. We have always been a service export economy. I'm not going to statistics because they are widely available today on AI. But the fact that our merchandise exports are also growing despite the geopolitical tensions, the Indian economy has done quite well in merchandise exports. That's only possible if your logistics network is playing well. To give you a statistic here, the dwell time, which is a container coming into a port and coming back, it's reduced from a high level of 5-6 days to 3-3.5 days. Singapore, Jebel Ali is around 1-1.5 days dwell time. Our ship turnaround time, that's reduced by 50%. So I believe we are on the right path, as I mentioned earlier in during this conversation, that the key metrics are coming down in terms of building efficiencies. So we are on the right path. It will build in competitiveness. Lot of government initiatives. Now let's look at the Gati Shakti MMLP program. You are looking at 40 odd ministries, so 44 to be precise, being integrated, 1700 odd layers coming into a single digital stack. Now you need real sort of a vision to take such kind of initiatives. And this is where I believe government, including the private enterprise, has really stepped in to bring in a solid digital layer and a physical layer. And both this is helping out in building up the competitiveness as far as India is concerned. And as I mentioned, the next 10 years is something which we should look forward to. Stay invested. It's not a tip for any investments in the logistics stocks, but you cannot ignore us is what we wish to tell you now.
You spoke about digital, and digital is now there in every industry. And even the expectation of the industry itself, as well as the consumer, is increasing day by day. Industry wants, how do we simulate various scenarios so that the efficiency can be improved? Consumer wants everything yesterday. In this backdrop, what do you think about digital playing a role in logistic industries?
Huge. It's a cliched point which I'm going to make is, we just have concluded the AI summit. You saw what's the possibility of AI and how can the logistics industry be kept away. And I believe, the entire game is how are you able to predict something in the future? How are you able to optimize your models? And I believe, the offering which I had also discussion, the digital twin from companies such as Dassault Systems and others, is really going to help us. The challenge always in a vast country like India, and playing a vital role in the global supply chain and having aspirations of really, going to more than a $5 trillion economy in the near future to a 2047 Viksit Bharat goal, digital play is very, very critical. There are the challenges, but the fact that investments are coming in, the foreign companies are setting up data centers here, is pretty much that India is going to be an application, sort of hub. And an application is where the implementation is there or execution is there. And I believe the industry is definitely working on these projects. It's a small start. The overall tech stack itself is pretty new as far as India is concerned. But the logistics industry, I believe, have a lot of projects around it. And the industry is pretty much geared up to leverage the offerings to the customers. And the customer is going to benefit. So Tanuj, you and a lot of people are going to benefit. So if you take a horizon of 5 or 10 years, you are looking at India not only become more competitive, but internal consumption, which is a key metric for any economy, is also going to grow. And logistics industry does will be able to deliver much more transparent, visible, and cost-effective solutions. Remember in India, that famous ad, which we say, ye gaadi kitna deti hai? Irrespective of whether I do a best of the physical infrastructure, best of digital infrastructure, kitna deti remains to the Indian consumer. And that's why a lot of multinationals who brought in these big brands in food could never succeed, because India always sees, a cost or a value for money delivery or a cost of value for money products. And I think pretty much logistics industry will toe in that line.
Sure. Digital, of course, gives you that ability to scale, which is required to be competitive in the industry. And since you mentioned India, I believe India has given lots of use cases which are first time globally. And rest of the countries are also getting benefited because of that. But logistics alone, if you have digital technologies there, may not be that effective. It has to have a handshake with manufacturers and the consumers ultimately. How do you think digital is playing a role in that?
Sure. Let me put one thought, might be a bit controversial, but I believe this can be a takeaway for a lot of listeners of this podcast, is that technology is an enabler. Technology is not a strategy. So I think the fundamentals of business, you still will need steel and cement. You still will need food. You cannot say that technology is going to replace all this. So let us, I think, correct ourselves in our minds. Technology as an enabler is going to give you a competitive advantage to make a difference and build in transparency. So I would like to first put that statement in terms of the context. Overall, what we see is that, I'll give you a use case where the industry is seeing. If you go to a large manufacturing company, which has got, say, 20 or 30 plants across India, Tanuj, they have a lot of buyers of freight, which is logistics movement, lot of products is stored, lot of product comes to the ports and airports. And this integrated play means either an inbound into a plant or an outbound to from a plant to a distributor or to the end consumer. And that end consumer is again, might be a B2B and is again going into a B2C environment. Now, if you think through, you might look at 100,000 parts moving, multiple logistics flows, multiple documentation, multiple workflows, and the constraints going along with, because as I said, India is growing as and addressing it. There's a physical play, there's a digital play. One of the use cases which I want to share with the industry is doing is, on a daily basis, sometimes we receive 100 orders for shipment, either on an inbound side to a plant or an outbound. We are putting bots to read this, that is the RPA part. And these bots read the order, they see the key fields, and then they'll give it off to one of the logistics service providers to execute that. And this is between API to API transition. So there's an API in, it goes into the ERP of the logistics service provider or a warehousing service provider. They in turn take out a digital document and the order is processed. Historically, this was done manually. And you can imagine the kind of phone calls, the kind of communication, the kind of gesturing would have been going around to get 100 shipments in or out. That's all gone out of the window. And this is the kind of efficiency we are seeing, that you are having bots to read that. Then, in terms of transparency, where is my shipment is the biggest question. If you see, when you order on any platform, you see where is my order, when I'm going to get it. Same is with the logistics industry. The customer wants to know, where is my parcel? Where is my shipment? Am I going to have a problem? Today, everything is on WhatsApp. So WhatsApp as business is a big case in the point. Now, today I get a WhatsApp, I'm peaceful, that my shipment is en route. Is there a problem? So today the industry has really evolved in terms of such use cases. And the biggest example is ULIP. I referred to that in the earlier conversation we had. ULIP today gives you, bear in mind, on a pro bono basis, that is free of cost, wonderful APIs. And today, millions and millions of transactions are happening. And through this podcast, I would advocate every small freight operator also, every landlord also, to use ULIP. Now, what do you get out of ULIP? You get Sarthi API, which is for the driver. You know whether the driver is trained in dangerous goods. You know driver's validity of the driver's license. That's an API straight into your ERP. No manual checking. There is Vahan. You know where the vehicle was bought, where was it registered, its permit, its fitness. You have PAN, you have GSTIN, you have LDB, which tells where your container is. It is all ports and major ICDs, gateways are mapped by NLDS, part of NICDC. They have done a great job in mapping everything. So you know your container, it's got a RFID tag. That input also comes. You can take input of your train, which is through FNR or FOIS system. You can track a train also in India. And with the multimodal logistics piece really growing and government really investing, we spoke about the dedicated freight corridors, you get that input. Host of input through LDB comes through. So you are looking up to an absolute digital ecosystem to deliver that parcel to the consumer, and also a layer below or before that, which is the B2B layer. Now, 5 years ago, this was not there. And this is a transition. What's the future looking for? AI, digital twins, optimization, route planning, and reducing the leakages. Ultimately, what are we looking for? You know, it's trust creation using technology. And technology, I believe, creates trust. And end of the day, moment AI plays in, moment ULIP you use, moment you start bundling the physical and digital, you have a great future to look forward to. And I believe India will benefit. And a lot of use cases across the industry. Control tower. Today, one of the key aspects is every customer is looking, is how are you treating him? See, today it's like how when we talk to customers, what do they say? I am different. Main alag hoon. My requirements are different. My product is different. Even though we might say, we know it, they don't trust us. But when we say, I have a control tower, I have a key and account management concept, why don't you look at this? I have a WhatsApp on you. I'm using all these digital tools. I'm going to create a better route optimization. They believe. I'll give you one more use case. India actually sells in seasons, like globally, Christmas is a big season. Thanksgiving Day is a big season. In India, festivals, which we all look forward to, and who doesn't like a festival? It's from August to a November kind of a scenario, when Diwali comes in, when Dashera is there, when Onam is there, when Gokulashtam is there. That's when you buy. Then you buy during marriages. These peaks have to be managed. And these peaks are managed through both physically and digitally. And the biggest part is, you said, how are you meeting client demand? The client is part of the decision making. The client works on demand forecasting. It's a very difficult topic. You don't know how a consumer would behave and what product will sell. But a client tries to do that. They call us. They have an offsite. So I believe the evolution of the industry has been phenomenal in terms of the client being part. He's no longer saying, I don't care, you deliver it. That's gone out. And as I said, during COVID, logistics delivery became a boardroom topic, and I pretty much believe for the client, your supply chain competitiveness is your competitive advantage. And you know what happened during chip shortage. You know what's happening during rare earth metals. So if you think that you're going to keep logistics out and just leave it to, you know, ifs and buts or saying it will happen, no, we are mistaken. The industry is very cognizant, and the logistics industry also is pretty much game to build a cohesive delivery and, you know, ultimately helping the business to grow. So this is what I believe. It's a wonderful time to be around.
Right. So Raj, you mentioned who we were 5 years back and how drastically the scenario has changed for us by deploying technology. And with the current moment, I don't think the next 5, 7 years, 10 years would be difficult for us. But what about after 10 years, the next few decades? What should we do right now, today, so that those subsequent decades are good for us?
Hope we had the Back to Future machine. I would just jump to 2047 and tell you the answer. So if you allow me, I'll just jump to the Back to the Future machine. Okay. Jokes apart, Tanuj, the key aspect is, let's look at the positive aspects and then look at the challenges which might bring us down or the industry down. The positive is what we spoke about, the fact that the digital approach or the technology is going to enable us to be more efficient, bring down the cost. The challenge remains is, how do we train people? How do we train people to the transition? How do we build infrastructure? How do we keep on investing? By the way, in India still is making the roads the fastest ever. In terms of the number of kilometers, it's number one in the world in terms of, so that's a catch up we're doing. The ports are coming up. So I believe the next 10 to 20 years, we are going to build this infrastructure, the physical and digital. It's up to a company whether you are able to change yourself. I'll just give you a very soft point, maybe a skew to the question you're asking. We recently had a strategy meet and we looked at Gen Z. And I also heard a lot of podcasts around that time on Gen Z. But if you're able to manage Gen Z, Gen Alpha and their aspirations, that's also a challenge for the industry. Because who wants to come into logistics when you have so many glamorous verticals or industries, or you can fly planes or you can work? So I believe these are the challenges, but the opportunity is immense. You're looking at an India which is going to be maybe close to $15 trillion economy by 2047. And I think the generation which is, or hopefully the people who are listening to the podcast, should look forward to it. It's a sector which will be required to reach that goal. You cannot keep logistics away from the growth path.
I mean, the way you have described, I'm pretty sure Gen Z in audience will be very fascinated by logistics as a sector.
I wish that they look at this sector. I wish that they see the exciting part of creating something. See, one thing I want to leave the audience to this, we don't have a product per se in logistics. But the happiness you get when during COVID times or otherwise, we delivered 11,000 tons and the industry overall would deliver around maybe 100,000 tons of oxygen. We saved lives. Now, people will talk of a doctor who'd done a great job, a nurse, a government officer. But somebody brought in oxygen, somebody brought in medicine. That was the logistics and the delivery and the truck driver. So I believe if you are excited with that and you have the passion to create something, this is the industry, because this industry needs talent and you will be called as a creator. And who doesn't want to leave a name behind?
So logistics remains the unsung hero in a sense.
Absolutely. But I believe we are getting, you know, a little bit of sunshine on us, slowly but steadily.
Great. Thank you, Raj. It was very interesting talking to you. I am pretty sure that the audience would find it the same.
No, absolutely, Tanuj. Wonderful. Once again, many thanks to Dassault Systems and to you. And hopefully we could share some thoughts. And we're always there to have a dialogue. And I believe all put together can do a lot of things in the future for the country.
I don't think I've enjoyed my coffee more because the aroma of a strongly brewed filter coffee is unbeatable. But when it is coupled by a conversation that leaves you richer by insight, wah, what a combination, I say, because I'm sure a lot of you are now suddenly realizing why a particular shipment takes 3 days on one route and then six or seven days on another route. Or maybe now you have a better appreciation of how some cities are simply easier to sort of, you know, get about in or get through. And some are always perpetually gridlocked. But more importantly, I think you have come away with insight on India's infrastructure and logistics story, and it not just being a function of building capacity or adding a few extra kilometers of road or, you know, some extra megawatts of power. It's really about designing the kind of infrastructure that is going to be resilient in the face of all kinds of shocks, and that is also going to be seamlessly integrated with other processes that are part of this framework, and that is going to be responsive to not just real-time data, but also real human needs. And that, I think, is what we've got from you, Rajkiran. Thank you so much for bringing this, you know, sort of system view, like from the front lines, from the foxholes of logistics. We've got all of our insights on your account, your presence over here. And, you know, Tanuj, you've helped us understand the practical decisions that leaders who are driving digital transformations need to be taking in a way that I think only someone like you can actually do, being close to the subject matter yourself. So it's been a great conversation, and I hope you have questions. If you do, you know where to write to either one of them, and I'm quite certain they'll respond to you. As for us on Innovation Matters, it's a wrap. We'll be back soon. Take care.